Everyone, please stand and face the flag for the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll get the meeting started.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Quickly go over the guidelines for the meeting. The items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more items on the agenda for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action will be taken on any matter that has not been posted on the agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please be sure to turn off all cell phones and devices at this time. If you need to have any conversations, please go out into the hallway. Everybody's here this evening, so we do have a forum. This time we'll open it up for public comment. That would be if anyone in the audience has anything they'd like to bring up on, that's on the agenda. So for instance, if you have to leave the meeting early this evening, we can't actually discuss the item with you. But if you have a comment that you would like on record, now would be the time. Anyone? No? Okay. Approval of the minutes from the October 9th meeting?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We do have a few changes to this evening's agenda. First of all, item number 9, the applicant has requested that we hold that item until our next meeting on November 13th. So for everyone in the audience, if you are here for item number 9, which is the Winter Properties LLC item, that will not be heard this evening. That'll be heard on November 13th. If we can put that first on the agenda after the vacation.
Sure.
Okay. The other changes for this evening, number 2 and 8 will be heard together. They're companion items. 5 and 6 will be heard together, and then after number 6 we'll be hearing 15. And then 13 and 14 will also be heard together. So with those, we also have one other change. Number 16 had been put near the back of the agenda because it missed our last meeting, but we will be moving them up after number 2, after the other vacates, yes. So we'll be hearing number 16 after number 3. So with those changes...
I'm sorry, before or after 3?
I'm sorry, we'll be hearing number 16 after number 2 is what I meant to say. Sorry about that. Okay, so with those changes, do I have a motion?
I make a motion for the changes, number 9 L, number 16 after 3, 2 and 8 together, companion 5 and 6 together, 13 and 14, 15, 16 after number 2.
Aye.
Okay, and 15 is after number 6. Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Long list. And then Mike's not here to do the informational items this evening. So on our announcements, normally Mike does our announcements, but he is running a little bit late this evening. So he did want us to remind you that we are still taking applications for it's to your position, anybody that's interested in applying for the town board. Starting for next year, January 1st, and you can either get applications online or from his office. They are taking applications until November 13th.
Sorry.
Until November 13th. Unfortunately, the job does not pay very well. It is a volunteer position, but anyone is welcome to apply. Also, Metro Traffic Training is sponsoring a traffic safety event here at Desert Breeze on Friday, November 2nd, and that'll run from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., so anybody that's interested in attending that. And then Clark County Water Reclamation District with the Green Alliance and is coordinating a Clean Water Fest at the Flamingo Water Resource Center, which is located at 5857 East Flamingo Road. And that'll be on Saturday, November 3rd, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the Clean Water Fest will be providing opportunities to tour the largest wastewater treatment facility in Nevada. And that's to learn about the water care cycle, so if anyone's interested in that.
That's on Saturday.
That is on a Saturday. And,
That's it.
Okay, so do we have the presenter here for item number one, which is KB Home? LB? Yep, okay, great. Item number one is item BS-18-0752, KB Home LB Alder Landing LLC for vacating abandoned easements of interest to Clark County located between Robindale Road and Windmill Lane and between Durango Drive and Simone Road in alignment within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the board. For the record, Chris Thompson, 500 South Rancho, Suite 17, here this evening representing the applicant. Staff report indicates we have pretty much a garden variety vacation with BLM patent easements. This is a follow-up application to a tentative map Board of County Commissioners this year. Real quick, the orient of the site and the surroundings. Parcel is approximately 1,000 feet east of Durango on the south side of Robindale. It's bound on the east and south by lands owned by Clark County, on the west by an existing single-family residential subdivision. As I mentioned, there was a tentative map approved back in June. Tentative map's actually kind of a mirror of the adjacent site. In red, we've highlighted the patent easements being requested for vacation. Elimination of these is not going to hinder access or any service ability to the property or adjacent since those have connected directly to Robindale Road. With that, I'll go ahead and make myself available for any questions you might have.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Does anyone in the audience have any questions for the applicant on this project? Vacate? No? Okay, I'll turn over to the board then. I'll start with Dean.
No questions. Thank you.
Okay, John?
None for me, thanks.
Darby?
No questions.
Okay. Does anyone have a motion?
Make a motion for approval with staff rec.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Presenter for item number two. Okay. Item BS-18-0770. Dr. D's Dynamite Dirt LLC for vacating abandoned portion of right-of-way being Fort Apache Road located between Wigwam Avenue and Huntington Cove Parkway within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Good evening. Brandon Potts, 4945 West Patrick Lane, representing the applicant. Item number two is the vacation of 5 foot of right-of-way for Clark County standards on an 8 foot right-of-way street or larger. On the frontage of Fort Apache. The property exists now between Wigwam and Warm Springs, and that 5 foot vacation is for per condition of the tentative map as well. Item number eight.
Let me go ahead and read that one then real quick also. Item TM-18-500180, Dr. G's Dynamite Dirt LLC for tentative map consisting of one lot on 2.3 acres in a C2 general commercial zone. Property generally located on the west side of Fort Apache Road, 650 feet north of Wigwam Avenue within Spring Valley.
Again, Diamond Pots, 4945 West Patrick Lane, representing the applicant. Tentative map, there is a cell tower on that property, and the map is to subdivide, commercially subdivide as a one lot map to provide a baseline for this area that's surrounding the existing cell tower.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in the audience have any questions for the applicant on either one of those? No? Here we go to the board then. I'll start with John.
Nothing, thank you.
Darby?
No questions.
Dee?
Nothing, thank you.
Do you want to make a motion for, I'll start with number two.
Make a motion for approval of staff rec. On number two.
Okay.
Did you want to start?
I was starting to make a motion, but we'll go ahead and let you go with it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nope, that's okay. All in favor of Dee's motion on number two?
Aye.
Aye.
Want me to do number eight?
Sure, if you'd like to.
Okay. Make a motion for approval on number eight, staff rec.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Oh, no, that's all right. No, no. 16. Okay, number 16 is item DS-18-0671 for JRJ Investments, Inc., for vacating abandoned a portion of right-of-way being Laredo Street, located between El Camino Road and Main Street, alignment within Spring Valley, and good evening.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, with members of the board. Greg Esposito, 1442 White Drive, representing the applicant here. This is the perfect definition of a little bit of housekeeping, a little bit of cleanup. This property right here was developed 15 years ago, and just recently, I believe Public Works realized that there was just this little, what they call spandrel, that has about the square footage of my master bedroom, that they just forgot to vacate. And so we're here just as a little cleanup item, to county vacate that, the owner to take ownership of it, and this way it's all one cohesive property.
He needs to sign in, too.
Okay, thank you. Anyone in the audience have any questions for the applicant? Yes, and we, be sure to give your name and address for the record.
Mike Lamb, 2676 El Camino Road.
Okay.
Kind of ties in on this question. As to what reason you're vacating, nobody here seems to know why you have to pass some sound wall up there. Is that something to do, or are you going to go for a building? This, may I come to you to jump in directly?
Yes. Go ahead, just address this question.
Okay. This vacation is not going to affect any, there's no additional building that's going to happen to this. Nothing is going to change on this small piece of property. From what I understand, the sound wall was put up as a condition of approval, in order to prevent noise from entering the neighborhood. But as far as any sort of building or development, nothing is going to change in this property based just simply on the vacation right here. There's no further development happening. Like I said, this is something that's 15 by 15.
Well, they moved everything out of that ownership to the east. I mean, they've got a tent up outside and all this thing. They got fences around the actual showroom, so they got to be doing something there. And nobody seems to know what's going on.
I am not aware of what they're building. All I know is that this has nothing to do with that. Whatever they're doing on property over here has nothing to do with the county, even as to clean this up and just take possession of this small piece.
Does anybody on the board know what's going on with that building? It came up to vote quite a while back about.
That's really not the item before us, so I don't know offhand, I don't know if anybody else does, but we're here to.
They're trying to get that building to the back.
That may be, the item before us, however, is just vacating the van.
Yeah, you might want to check with the county, you can see if they've pulled any permits for the current construction that's going on there.
Well, the big thing was, again, 6 months ago or whatever it was, they tried to change easements to build back towards the residential. And the hearsay is they're putting an auto body shop in there, which is not, wasn't agreed on with the original owners. There was no way they could put an auto body shop or used car dealership there.
Excuse me, yes.
Madam Chairman, back in September 2015, the Board of County Commissioners did reclassify that parcel to C2 zoning for an automobile maintenance repair facility, just for the gentleman's information. And that was done via action, zone change 03-15.
So they approved it, they changed what was agreed upon with the original residents in our neighborhood, and they changed it to auto body shop.
Those were the land use entitlements approved in September of 2015, sir. In regards to further detail to that staff report, as the chairman of the town advisory board indicated, you can certainly stop in at the front counter of the planning department. We'll have a detailed copy of the staff report available for you to view. But with those entitlements, there was indeed a use permit for automobile maintenance repair facility approved with that zone change.
Oh, I've been in a neighborhood for 15 years and never got a notice that we're going to move for that. I now got the rest of the neighborhood knows about that too. That was the original stipulation when they moved in there. Foundation said they would not let them put an auto body shop in that building or any of those buildings along there.
Yeah, you might want to stop down there and check that out and see. They might have the paperwork, see what their plans are.
Is that 500? Where's that at?
Yes. Yes.
Can we get your name and address for the record? Ron Silva, 6175 Laredo Street.
Thank you.
The square that you have there, where is that exactly located?
Well,
what year?
This little
part. Yes. What is the part?
It is.
Where the gate is? Do you guys have that gate?
No, there's nothing. The gate is actually back here by about 60 feet. So the actual description is at the northwest corner of the intersection of Laredo Street and El Camino Road.
Right. So that's where you guys have that gate that would go by the sound wall.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
If you guys gain that piece of land, then that means you guys own it, which means then you can start using that to enter and exit and use it as a heavy traffic area. But if you don't own it, you won't be able to use that gate. Is that why you're here?
No, that's definitely not why we're here. Theoretically, we could pull in, it's just completely theoretical here. We already own all this. So we already own the 60 or so feet in front of that gate. So we could use that as an entrance. I don't know what the original conditions of approval were. This little bit right here doesn't give us any more or less permissions. It's honestly what they just call a cleanup item, where when the county was filing the application, when the applicants filed the application, they forgot this little piece. When the county draws its maps, it adds these little curved areas in just like this. You can make a right-hand turn, they can actually build it. You know how you see those right-hand turns, the curves?
So is this
so they draw these on the map so that they can install one.